Welcome. You are now listening to the Anything Goes podcast with your hosts, Greg and Alex.
Yo, Johnny Knoxville, what are these people listening to?
Anything Goes?
This is Mecca, and you're listening to the Anything Goes podcast. We're talking about you that
Check, check, one. 2, 1, 2, 3, 5, 12, 14. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a brand new episode of the Anything Goes podcast. I am one half your host, Greg, a.k.a. Crazy Greg, a.k.a. Pooh Bear, and we are joined by...
Alex.
What's up?
Not too much.
So, we have a episode today. Like we do every week.
Right.
And this one was actually suggested by you.
It was.
Yeah. So you came up with this topic.
I did. We were just talking about like something and I was like, what about phobias?
Yeah. So I guess it's kind of haunted house Halloween theme-ish.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And we want to keep with that. So we're doing it.
Yeah.
And we actually kicked it off last week when we interviewed Neil.
Mm-hmm.
And he was an owner of the Halloween Express.
Right.
Back in the day. He was a Halloween store. And it was a great interview. Something we've always been interested in.
Yes.
And we got some good feedback too.
Yeah, we did. Yeah,
people reaching out. Mm-hmm. And actually somebody hit us up on our podcasters where we upload it.
Right.
I don't know if it was through Spotify or podcasters, whatever it was. Right. And Stu said, go Neo. Great story and questions. So what's up, Stu?
What's up?
If you are still listening, what's up? If you just did a one and done for Neil, that's fine too.
Yeah, but we're okay with that.
Hopefully you stuck around and you're listening. And if you have some phobias, let us know.
Yes.
We like hearing from you guys. So Neil, thank you. Stu, what's up? And everybody else listening, welcome, welcome, welcome. So we're going to do our... Do you have... five phobias that you thought of?
Question.
Go.
It's just five random phobias or like five phobias that we have? Because I don't have five phobias.
I do.
Yeah, of course you do.
And I think as I name some phobias
well, I have
here.
Some.
You're gonna...
I definitely have some that I'm like, yeah.
Okay.
Actually, I could think of four.
Four.
So okay. I'm sure I could think of a fifth.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're called, though. Well, I know two of them.
All right. They are... tons and tons and tons and so many phobias.
Oh my God.
That yeah,
it's a phobia for literally everything in the world,
pretty much.
Yeah.
And do you know the difference of fear and phobia?
I don't, but I want to say fear is just like fear, but I feel like phobia is like it gives you like anxiety attacks,
right? You can't define fear as fear.
Fear is scared.
Do you know which one is more extreme?
Oof. Phobia?
Are you guessing or saying?
I'm guessing, but I'm saying as well.
Phobia is more extreme.
Because I think it's like you can't control... Well, I guess you really can't control fear either, but it's so, like phobia you can't like think past.
Yeah, so phobia is an extreme or irrational fear or something.
Well, that's true.
And fear, while fears help people respond appropriately and cautiously to danger, phobias can interfere with people's ability to live their lives.
True.
So, that's, a fear is just to be scared of something.
Yeah, right. A phobia is like you literally can't do whatever or see whatever or be near whatever it is.
Yeah. So, a fear becomes a phobia when you have to change your lifestyle to manage it.
Which we've both done with things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's funny, actually. People know if you go and listen to the Greg episode, people know about you. They don't know my weird stuff thing. I think it's a single thing. Okay, I thought of five, but I don't know if it's a phobia. Okay, go.
All right. And there's a certain... I have to find it. I do have it. Mm-hmm. But there's a certain like time frame. I want to say it's like 6 months.
Yeah.
That a fear turns into a phobia, if that makes sense.
But my thing is also, like, is a phobia always a fear?
Yeah. It's just irrational.
Okay.
And like to the extreme.
Got it.
Yeah. And who would you say is affected more by phobias? Women or men?
By phobias?
Yeah.
Like legitimate phobia? Like, I want to say women.
women.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I'm trying to think of the phobias I was looking up.
And it's like twice as likely.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And do you know what like a typical age range of phobias are?
Young. Not young, young, but like I'd say from 13 to like 40.
Oh, that's a big range.
Okay, 13 to like 30?
Still a big range.
Is it? I don't know.
So 10 to 17 years old.
Is where you form it or have
That's like the most like extreme right. that it really hits you. And then
I,
it kind of... Yeah,
because you learn to live with it.
Yeah,
or
it
you
kinda
get over it.
It doesn't get as extreme, but those like... That's the peak time that
that's definitely
people
true.
Have phobias.
Yeah. I could vouch for that.
There you go. So, all right. I think we should run through some phobias.
Okay.
And, well, first of all, do you want to say any of those? Should we run through it first and then?
It's whatever. I'm letting you run the show.
Okay. All right. So, there's online a list of phobias.
Yeah.
I was A through Z.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. So, we're not going to do all of them because there's so many.
Wait, can I just say
many.
One thing? And I don't know if you're going to say this.
Okay.
But I'm going to say it before you do.
Right.
Do you know that? The fear of long words. Did you read about
yes,
that?
Yes, yes, yes.
But I feel like it's BS because it's like the name for like blah, blah, blah phobia. It's the longest phobia
right,
word.
Right, right,
so like why would you do that? That's just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to do all of these. One, because there's so many.
Yeah.
And two, I can't even pronounce half of them.
Well, that's another thing. I'm like, I'm just going to say what... I'm not going to even try to pronounce the name of the phobia. I'm just going to be like, I'm afraid of this.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, because there's way too many of these.
Okay.
So you can pretty much Google it if you want.
Yes.
And see all these. But there's a 10 most common phobias.
Okay. Yeah.
So this is what most people are...
Have a fear. A phobia.
A phobia of.
Right.
Yeah. Can you guess what number one is?
Well, I saw it, but I would have guessed this.
Okay.
Yeah. Is it... I mean, am I reading it right? But arachnophobia?
No.
No. What is that?
So acrophobia is a fear of heights.
Okay. You kind of have a little fear of heights, but...
Very much. It's one of my phobias.
Oh, really?
And I guess I hide it well, and people don't believe it.
I believe it.
Scared I actually am of heights, because I go on roller coasters, and I went skydiving, and...
But it's different because it's quick.
I literally cannot look over a banister. In the mall.
Right. No,
I literally can't. No, but I can't. Like,
I
you
know.
Can.
I gotcha.
Can't.
Yeah.
I can't.
Understood.
Yeah. Next one is aerophobia.
Is it planes?
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
A fear of flying. I mean, I guess I have a fear of that, but I don't have a phobia of that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
It's weird. I'm not afraid of flying. It's weird. I, like, don't
have. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. It doesn't bother me because... Before I flew for the first time, I looked up... this is something that I do with everything. Anytime I do something for the first time, I look it up like a psycho. And it's actually the safest form of travel. So I just think of that the whole time.
No, I agree with that.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But then if you sit there and you're like, oh my God, we're so high up in the air.
Yeah.
We're in a...
Well, that's one thing. I have a legit phobia of heights.
Right.
So,
that plays into that. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So this is the one I think you were...
Yeah, I don't know. They all look the same.
Arachnophobia?
Yeah, this is one of my phobias.
So
spiders.
Fear of spiders.
I will burn down my house if I like.
But you have a fear of it or do you have a phobia of it? Because there's a difference.
Oh, if I can't. All right.
So I'm going to explain this to you.
No, I got it. I can. Yeah. I've killed a spider before, so yeah. I'd say fear.
So, yes.
But they
yes.
do, like, if I think about it, I can, like, feel them on me and it freaks me out. I feel like I'm, like, borderline.
Okay.
But you know what it is? It's like I can't have it in the house. Like, if it's in the house, I can't sleep. I can't, like, do anything. If I put on clothes, I think it's in the clothes. So I feel like that's borderline of, like, fear and phobia.
But does it interfere with your lifestyle?
If I know there's one in the house, yes.
Yeah, okay. All right, so I'm going to get into that.
Okay.
Let's get through this list.
Okay,
there's a couple more.
Go.
So.
Have fun pronouncing this.
Ophidiophobia.
Oh, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
What is that?
Fear of snakes.
Spiders is worse for me, though.
See, I don't think you're right about that. Yeah. Put yourself in a situation,
all
right?
Stop. No.
Yeah.
I do run away from the snakes. You're right.
Put yourself in a situation.
Yeah.
You're laying in a box.
Nope.
On
nope.
TV.
Nope.
Right? And they say, we're dropping a bucket
spiders?
Of spiders or a bucket of snakes into this box with you.
Can they bite me?
I mean, it's not going to be
stop.
Poisonous
I
stuff.
I legitimately
but...
feel it on me, though.
So which one are you choosing?
Neither. I quit.
No, you have to.
Oh,
you have
but
to
the
choose
sound
one.
Of the snakes.
What are you going to be in a box with.
No, see, but spiders are so snakes. Small and they can crawl into like your ears.
Okay.
But I can't say that because I don't know. I can't choose because until I'm in that situation, I don't think I would choose spiders though because they're so small and that freaks me out. But I also run as far as I can away from snakes whenever I see them. So I don't know.
So now this next one, gross. You wouldn't think it's a legit like top 10 phobia when you think of it.
Right.
But then when like, I guess you read this explanation, I guess that kind of makes sense.
Okay.
But cynophobia, C-Y-N, it's the fear of dogs.
Dogs?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess they bite.
And that's what it is like if you have a traumatic childhood experience of being bit by a dog.
I got bit by a dog when I was a kid, and I still run up to dogs.
I don't know. I'm surprised that the fear of dogs is top 10.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I guess. I mean, it makes sense. To be honest, I hate our neighbor's dog, but I love our other neighbor's dog. So.
Yes. Yes. All right. So number six, trypanophobia. Trypanophobia.
Okay.
Trypanophobia.
Tripods.
Trypanophobia.
Go. What is it of?
Fear of injections.
Ooh, okay. I do not have a phobia of this. I'm the greatest patient in the world. But if I see the needle, I will legitimately have a nervous breakdown and like freak out. I can't see it. I can't see it actually go in if I get blood work done or stuff. So it's weird. I'm like not afraid of it at all. But if I see them, even if I see it and I'm not the one like getting it, it freaks me out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird. I obviously hate needles, but I always have to look at it. I don't know why.
I can't.
But I don't do it because I want to see it. I do it because I don't know. I can't help myself.
But maybe you wouldn't freak out as much if you didn't look.
No, I'd freak out just as much.
Yeah.
I don't know what gets myself to look, but
go to get blood work.
Yeah, stickers. Yeah, and if they have a lollipop and
yeah.
anything else they can give me to get me past.
Good job.
Yeah,
yeah.
Get me past the yelling and screaming,
like,
crying.
The pain, like nothing bothers me. I know what it looks like. I know what it feels like. I don't care. But if I see that little freaking needle, it freaks me out. I don't know.
So speaking of getting blood work done and not being able to look at needles,
yeah.
Do you remember the time? When I always have you come in when I get blood work done.
Yes, because you're a child. There
and I need to hold your hand and you have to talk me through it.
Right.
And I got blood work done.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
You're sitting there. You're like, okay, Greg, don't look. They're going to do it now. And I turn away and the needle goes in and I don't really hear you talking me through this one. And I'm like, what is going on? And it's going on for a while. I'm like, Alex?
Well, what happened was...
A brand new, like... person worker. Training.
Yes. And of course you, out of all people, where they know you're nervous and they make the person training work with you. And there's a person there who's, you know, experienced and they're there and they're like, okay, so you're going to do this. So she's doing it. And I don't know what she did, but she put the needle in and they're like, okay, no, like it's not coming out, to take the needle out. When they took the needle out, blood literally shot onto the wall. Like, you know, in horror movies when it's like blood's like squirting everywhere, that's what was happening.
What's that show you used to watch with like the blood on like the tops?
What?
Wasn't it like a show like the guy, he like killed people?
Oh, Dexter. Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. It looked like that. Yeah. Blood splattered. Blood
shooting all over the room.
It was crazy. And then I'm like, maybe just don't look.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, okay, so we have to redo this and take it again?
There was blood everywhere. It was crazy.
All right. So that's number six.
Okay.
Of just top 10 general phobias that people have.
Right.
Number seven, astrophobia. Mm-hmm. The fear of thunder and lightning.
I had this as a child. Actually, it's funny. Yes, you can ask my parents. If I was in school and it was thunder and lightning out, I would legitimately start crying and go into a ball. And the teacher, whoever it was, had to call my parents to come get me because I couldn't. I'd freak out. But it's my dad's fault. I know. Because my dad, whenever there would be thunder, he would jokingly be like, oh my God, we're all going to die. And I actually thought we were going to die.
Yeah, it makes sense when you think about him.
Yeah. But, yeah, I used to be terrified. I used to be terrified of a lot of silly things, but, yeah.
All right. Number eight, agoraphobia.
Is that gore? Is that, like, cuts or blood?
No. No? You would think so.
Oh.
It's A-G-O-R-A, agoraphobia. Yeah.
Okay.
So the fear of being alone. In a situation or place where escape might be difficult.
Like a box? Like
It says it may include the fear of open spaces, crowded areas, or situations that are likely to trigger a panic attack.
Yeah, okay. Being alone I gotcha.
Yeah.
And like at like a concert and you can't get
right.
out. I get that. I could see how people are freaked out by that.
Yeah. It says some people avoid leaving their homes to stay away from triggering events.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Yeah. Some people are super extreme with the phobias.
Mm-hmm. So, all right. Well, this one, I obviously, it's on my list.
Mm-hmm.
And it's number 9. Oh. And misophobia. M-Y-S-O. Phobia. Do you know what that is?
Oh, it's definitely on your list, you said?
Yeah.
Germs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't think it was called that, though.
Yeah. M-Y-S-O phobia.
Okay. Yeah. That's your number one.
Fear of germs and dirt.
But you're not to the point, which you very well could be, but I feel like you've learned to live with it. But you're not to the point of some people who, again, won't leave their house.
Yeah.
You know?
But it's definitely a phobia because it definitely affects my life.
Oh, for sure.
And people who suffer from this phobia can engage in extreme cleaning, compulsive hand washing.
Which is you.
And avoid things or situations that they think might be dirty.
That's true,
which
too.
Is me.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah. I avoid things. Mm-hmm. In some cases, this phobia might be related to obsessive compulsive disorder.
How strange is that? Go back and listen to the Greg episode and you'll understand.
But yeah, I definitely avoid many things
and
situations and compulsively wash my hands.
You do. And that's why they crack and bleed all the time.
For sure.
But they're not dirty. So.
No. It's
That's good.
And the 10th one is social phobia.
I'm going to say this got added in the past like 10 years.
Yeah, but it's more also of like public speaking and stuff.
Oh,
so
yeah,
that's been around. Yeah, yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, yes. Okay, I'm thinking like just social anxiety because
it kind of intertwines with both of them.
Yeah, okay. No, but
so
definitely like public speaking, that's been around. That's like a thing for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that.
Yeah. So it's both. But I think like you said, like maybe it wasn't top 10 years ago. It was always a phobia.
Maybe though. But now speaking, people are definitely freaked out by that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 So, all right. Yeah. Those are top 10 common ones.
Yeah.
Do you know what researchers have estimated that the percentage of people, the fear of people public speaking is?
So the people in the world, the percentage of them that are. They have a fear of public speaking.
Mm-hmm.
40, 30.
Higher.
Yeah, 65.
Higher.
70.
77.
Whoa. I could see that though. I'd be freaked out.
77% of people have some level of this fear of public speaking.
I think besides you, you might be the only person I know that doesn't care being like the center of public attention.
Yeah. But it's weird though, because when I get. I feel like maybe I'll get like nervous-ish at first.
I just wouldn't
if that's
want
public
to
speak, but
mess up what I'm saying. That's what. Yeah. Well, that's what the point of it.
And the fear of public speaking is called glossophobia. G-L-O-S-S-O phobia. Hmm. All right, so there's some rare phobias.
Do I have one?
Probably.
Yeah, I do.
So there's 4 of them.
Okay.
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 Some different rare specific phobias include spectrophobia. Do you know what that is?
I do not.
The fear of mirrors.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chicklephobia.
Chick, like girl. Oh, there's actually a phobia of women.
Okay.
I looked that up. Well, I didn't look it up. It came up on Google like as I was looking.
What about the fear of like marrying and having a wife? And
it's called
wifophobia.
It's called cold feet phobia.
So, chicklephobia.
What is that? Of chicks?
The
chickens?
Fear of chewing gum.
Oh.
I guess chiclets?
Well, maybe. I have a... I don't know. See, there's something I want to talk about, like, after we do all this. That, like, I have something, and it's like, it's not a phobia. It's just... It's called something else, and I want to look up the difference.
Okay. All right. So, this is the one you said. It's the fear of long words, and it's dumb. It's like... Hippopotamus.
Yeah, like whoever made that was doing it just to be like
that's
a troll.
So I'm not even going to give that one attention.
Yeah.
But the most rarest phobia, do you know what that is? And what it has to do with?
What? I have no idea. I'm never going to be able to guess.
So, no, it's called araca butter robe phobia.
Butter rolls?
And it's the fear of getting peanut butter stuck to the roof of your mouth.
Oh, I guess I kind of get that.
This fear may have a number of causes, including a more general fear of choking or traumatic experience involving a peanut allergy.
Oh,
Oh, okay.
All right. See, so, but it all comes back from like a traumatic experience.
Yeah.
Which made me think today of mine, of what could have. So my phobia, are we done with the list? Because then, I'll, you know, I'm going to go on a whole big rant, not rant, but a whole big story about mine.
Go for it.
My phobia, and it's a legitimate phobia, because like you said, it has changed the way I live my life since I was like 10. It's weird. It's not like a fear, but I guess it kind of is. It's like an aversion to metal. Like, it's called metallophobia, I think it's actually called.
Okay.
But I don't like metal objects. More specifically, I don't like metal utensils. So when I eat, even in restaurants, I ask for plastic utensils because if it touches my teeth, or even really if it touches my tongue and like I taste the metal, I can't eat. I literally, you've seen it happen where if someone scrapes a plate, like that noise, or if the metal touches my teeth, I'm like, I'm done. All I taste now when I eat is metal. I can't do it. My teeth start to really, really hurt, like legitimately hurt. So I don't know. I actually don't know where it came from.
Okay.
To be honest, I never got braces when I was younger. I got Invisalign when I was older because I could never do metal. It would literally just taste like metal. So I couldn't. Or to me, it would. And yeah, I mean, I swallowed a penny when I was younger and that was kind of traumatic, but I did it on my own. So
is that your number one phobia?
I think so. It's the one thing that changed my life the most.
Okay.
And made me live differently.
So what is your number two phobia? Can you think of?
My number two?
Yeah.
What would but be I don't like... know if it's a phobia because it's called something else. So it's called, it's misophonia. So it's not a phobia, but when the mouth noises... makes you want to punch people, but it's not a phobia. No. It's just being really annoyed by people everywhere in the world. My number two, I guess maybe like the dark. I don't like the dark, but or I don't know, snake spiders are right there on number two.
Okay, so what would you rather do then?
Oh, gosh.
Right? And now like spiders, right? So having a fear of spiders is like being scared of them.
Right.
Right? So having a phobia is like you know a spider isn't poisonous, or that it won't bite you, but you still like can't be near it.
Yeah, I don't want to be near it.
Yeah, but like you know, like it's just.
I know every spider that.
But like
I
it
see.
Doesn't like reduce the anxiety of like, all right, that's not poisonous and.
It's that's not what I'm afraid of.
Whatever.
Them.
Okay.
I'm afraid of them because they're creepy crawlies. Yeah. So it freaks me out how many legs they have.
So what would you rather do? Right. Let's just say it's spiders.
Okay.
Be in a box. Why? With spiders.
Right.
Right.
Oh God! Yeah.
Or take a handful of change and put it in your mouth.
Nope. Spiders. Any day of the week. You literally, I could taste it. Don't do that, though, because it actually hurts my teeth. Actually, you can, growing up, and not even that young either. I would say like 16, 17. The friends I would hang out with would mess with me because they thought it was just me being dramatic. And they would take aluminum foil and chew on it. And I would cry. Like, it would actually freak me out. My teeth would hurt. And then I would yell at them and be like, doesn't that bother you? Like, I always thought everybody else was weird. That it was like... I mean, that's weird, though, to chew on aluminum foil. That's just, you're being a jerk. But, yeah, no. Nope. And on top of the change, just money's disgusting. So I feel like I would taste the germs on them, too. My teeth hurt talking about this. Well, I was actually texting you today, and I was like, oh, I'm looking up what the name of it is. And I'm like, I can't look up anymore because it hurts. Like, it actually bothers me.
Yeah. So what would you, change or tinfoil?
In my mouth?
Yes.
Oh, but change is so dirty. Let's just say it was a brand new coin.
Okay.
Fresh, clean, sanitized. I would rather that than aluminum foil.
So a handful of those?
Oh, but can I not choke on it though? Yeah, clean, as long as they're clean. All
right, but you have to chew on them.
Oh, come on. Yeah, no, I can't do aluminum foil. I can't do aluminum foil. There's no chance. Okay. There's absolutely no chance.
You know you made me eat aluminum foil one time?
Yeah, I didn't mean it.
Well, you made it happen.
Well, you don't have the phobia, but I do. Well, so
I mean, okay. I still have like from when I was younger, cavities and stuff and doesn't feel good to chew on aluminum foil cavities.
Do you know they actually said that metal fillings, they said some people have this phobia, but this is definitely not why, because it's my front teeth that hurt. And that's what some people were saying too, that metal fillings, if you for some reason if you put aluminum foil like on it, it could like conduct some form of like reaction, and that's why people don't they could like that's why it could hurt your teeth. And I was like, that's BS, like I said, because it's my front teeth that bother me for some reason.
All right.
It's all of my teeth, but my front teeth actually hurt.
Okay, you can also put aluminum foil around your head and have people stop reading your thoughts.
I actually knew someone who did that, so.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah. All right. Anyway.
Now that I'm sweating from talking about metal.
Yeah. So there's types of exposure-based treatments that can...
I'm good.
No, that can help you.
Nope.
So one, it involves being exposed to the source via fear in real life.
Okay.
One that... So that's in vivo exposure.
Okay.
Another one is virtual exposure. This involves the use of virtual reality to practice gradually exposing yourself to
Imagine me doing virtual reality with like spiders.
I mean,
I would punch things. I would just swing my arms.
Yeah. And then the other one is systematic desensitization. Mm-hmm. So you gradually expose until you become like less and less scared of it.
That's what people do.
Yeah.
It's weird. I'm not like I can, if there's metal utensils in the sink, which won't be in our sink, but in somebody else's sink and I'm washing them, that doesn't bother me. If I grab it and I have two in my hands and they go against each other, that bothers me.
Mm.
If it scrapes something, that bothers me. Yeah. But I can touch it, just not.
No, I gotcha. I understand.
And I actually messed up your life with that too, because now you don't like using metal utensils.
No, I don't. But that also is more of a like, what is a, they're dirty.
Well, out in public. Like when we go to restaurants.
Yeah. Like I need to use
plastic. I'll tell you though, COVID, we always say COVID's it's terrible, obviously. But for us and the way we live, you with germs, you were like, I can wear gloves and people aren't going to be like, that's strange. Not that you ever care what people think. And I could go to a restaurant and extra plastic utensils and it's not weird.
Yeah.
So that was the one positive from it. But other than that, it was pretty bad.
Mm-hmm. There's one, this is obviously a brand new phobia that just came recently.
Okay.
But it's called nomophobia.
Okay.
N-O-M-O.
Okay.
And it's the fear of not having your phone.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I do not have this fear because most of the time I don't know where my phone is.
Yeah.
And most of those times you have it.
True.
Yeah.
True. But it's funny because obviously like I always have my phone with me. But if there have been days where, like, I don't know, my phone was just broken or I left it at home from work.
Right.
And I'm like, I love this feeling.
Yes.
You know?
How many times do I say it?
Yes.
Like, I hate when we're places and, like, for example, when we went to Disney and it's like people live it through their phones. Like, you're there. Put the phone. Listen, I get you want to get pictures, but put the phone down. Like, let the camera people take the pictures. Or you want to record the fireworks show, go on YouTube. People did it already. Like, it just gets me. I'm like, enjoy what you're doing. Put the phones away. I hate it. If it was up to me, when we go on vacation, phones would just be gone.
Yes, but unfortunately in Disney, that's what around, because you need to the lightning lanes.
But you know
what
I mean?
You need to reserve this, and you have to reserve that, and a dining reservation. And to get into the parks, you have to reserve it. And
we always say, like, what would you do if your phone died? Yeah, or if an older person came and doesn't know
how
to do this.
You would not have a very enjoyable trip to Disney if you had no phone. So,
well, not Disney then. A concert.
Yeah.
People record. I'm like, put the phone. Like, my dream day, night, whatever, is going out to dinner, no phone. Going to a whatever concert or whatever, no phone. It's the greatest thing. When we went to a Broadway play and they were like, no phones allowed.
I'm
like, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, you were able to take it.
Although, you would not like it if they were like, no phones, you have to lock it up.
No, but only because now we have kids.
Oh, so.
But before kids, I don't care.
But just saying.
Yeah, when we went to Kevin Hart and Chris Rock,
mm-hmm.
they made us lock it up, but we'd be able to go into an area and unlock it. And
yeah, but then you have to like leave the comedy show. Yes, and yes. Yeah, so it's like.
But no, I don't like that because of the kids, you know.
Right. So. But you know what people do at those comedy shows to have their phone in them?
They, what?
Bring a dummy phone.
Yes, and they put that in the
thing. They hand the dummy phone to the
people. But, like,
people.
What's wrong with you?
But if you have kids and stuff,
well,
I mean.
Well, yes, I.
And don't. Some people, for their jobs, like, they're literally on call 24/7.
I know, but some people, they just want to be on social media.
No, I know, but I'm saying. But there are extreme circumstances. Like, you kind of need your phone.
Well, I think if you're, like, a doctor, you could probably be like, yeah, I'm a.
I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
I don't know. I wonder if
I don't
like,
think so, because they'll say, oh, you know, we just come here and we'll unlock a few. So I don't think they would allow that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I really don't.
I get it. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to give my phobias. Okay. And these are legitimate. I understand there's fears and there's phobias. And these are legitimate phobias that I have. And I think of it and I get like anxiety just thinking of them.
Yes.
So yeah. I put myself in this situation.
Right.
And literally, like, I start getting anxious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There, so, yeah, I got it.
One is claustrophobia.
Yes, I'm legit, you are bad
claustrophobia, at that. I am.
Yeah.
And if I think of being, like, in a really tight, confined space, like, I...
Freaks you out.
Yeah, like, right now, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I can be in, like, a really big elevator. But right. if I'm in, like, the thought of being in, like, a coffin.
Right.
And, like, buried alive in a coffin, oh God, like, yeah. I would legitimately have a panic attack.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I get that. So. See, I'm okay with the tight spaces, although I hate coffins and I don't like them. Freaks me out. I don't like if I'm in a tight space and being held, like, if I can't move my arms. Like, if I'm, like, a straitjacket, I feel like that would freak me out.
Yes.
I don't like
yes.
that.
No.
If I'm in a space and I can, like, move my limbs around, I think I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
But because I, well, it depends on the situation, but like if you go to a haunted house and they put you in a tight spot, I'm like, okay, I know it's going to end.
Right.
But right. if the right. situation's different, maybe I wouldn't yeah, be yeah. so calm.
Mm-hmm. And I do think that part, a small part of why I can't wear pants is because I feel like touch my leg and I feel like I'm just like confined in it and I don't know.
Well, I it's think not that has a big
part of
it.
Yes,
with,
but yeah. a small part. I need to be free and loose and just, right, I don't right. know. I,
feel
yeah.
the wind, feel the breeze.
Yeah. So claustrophobia,
yeah.
legitimate. So first one is misophobia, which the fear of germs.
Right, yeah.
That's number one.
Which we spoke about, yeah.
Yeah. I guess number two would be acrophobia, which is the fear of heights.
Yeah.
Because that actually plays a big part in, like, when we're in the mall. Like, okay, I know if I look over this banister on the second floor, I know it's safe. I know the floor is not going to just cave in. No, but people could, like, push you over.
No, but I think of, like, well, it's weird now. Yeah. With the kids, I feel like things are mm-hmm. so much more, I don't know, everything's so much scarier. Like, I always think, oh, my God, what if they, like, slip through those poles and they fall and they, right. oh, my God, they would crack their head. Yeah. I think of, like, the worst things possible happening.
Mm. No, I gotcha.
But.
Yeah.
Yours, yeah. We've always had
for
this.
Me, generally. And, like, if we're walking, like, Manhattan, I can't even look up
yes.
at the tall
buildings. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That I you get dizzy. Like,
yeah, I get dizzy. I get nervous. I don't know. Like, it's weird.
Thinking
I'm, like,
of being up there.
It's weird. I can't even look up at the buildings. It's strange.
So how did you feel when we went skydiving and after the parachute was pulled?
It's fine because it's, as long as I'm moving.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, as long as I'm moving, I'm okay. That's why roller coaster, I'm okay. Skydiving, obviously you're moving. But like when you're just standing looking over banister, I'm scared. Like you're standing still.
But that's definitely a phobia. Because
standing and looking up at a building, like I'm standing still. Like I can't be still. Like even sky rides, like I can do because you're moving. It's weird. Like
actually those freak me out.
Yeah.
But not to the,
but just
because
they're
it.
So like rickety and shaking. And yeah. But yeah. So that would be number two. Number three is claustrophobia. It definitely plays a part in my life, but I'm not in that situation enough to like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Another one that I think of, and I just.
I think I know what you're going to say.
So
and
drowning?
I do this too, yes.
Yeah.
I do it all the time. Like, not all the time, but like in the summer when we go swimming. But mm-hmm. go ahead. It's your phobia.
Like, I think that would be my worst fear of. My worst phobia of how to.
Fear of dying.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
That would be like. Yeah, drowning would be my number one.
I've thought it before, like, oh my God, what if I go into the water and something's above me and I can't get up? And then you just can't breathe. Like, I've thought it before and it, like, freaks me out. Or I think of, again, the girls falling in the pool. But thankfully we have precautions for that, so I'm not so crazy with it anymore.
Yep.
But, yeah.
And I guess just to, like, round out the fifth one, if we had to do top five, it'd be kind of a toss-up. Because, like, I have ophidiophobia, which is snakes, but I'm just not around snakes.
But you're not as
enough.
Bad as I am with it. Like, you'll actually look at them.
Yeah, I can look at them, but I can't touch them. I can't touch it.
I've actually touched one before, though. That's why I don't know. Like, it's weird.
Yeah, I can't. And I can't, like, put me in a box, spiders.
Really?
It'd be tough. Mice or snakes?
Ooh.
Snakes, because a snake will legitimately, like, kill you.
But
yes.
See, okay, here's my question. Well, I can't. Oh my God. Like, see the spiders, it's like they're so small. I just think of them like going into my like ears, my nose, and my mouth, like stuff like that. And that I feel like that's half of why they freak me out. Snakes are just like, oh, like they're just like you know, snakes. I don't know. They're right. Freaky.
Mm-hmm.
And they could also kill you. But then I think, like, what if they were, like, garden snakes, like, smaller, and they couldn't kill you? And then mice.
Nah.
But the mice won't bite you, just say. Ugh, mice are disgusting.
Garden snakes or...
Like, small, like a small snake.
Yeah, no. It would be snakes.
You'd rather do snakes.
Yes, because if I had to choose, I'm not saying this would, like, I would volunteer and sign up for it, but if I felt mice... I would just be like, they're gerbils, they're hamsters. Like, I would just convince myself that, like hamsters, oh, true. You know.
I would rather mice.
Snakes, over you either. Can't, what are you going to say they are?
Oh, you just hear them, like, and they slither around you.
No, yeah, snakes, yeah. I would just, not that I want to be in there with mice, but I would convince myself that they're gerbils. And they're cute.
I'm like, yeah, they're hamsters. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had a hamster growing up.
Yeah, me too. Well, I didn't have one growing up, but... We had one, like, science class, and okay. During, like...
You, like, vacation, took it home.
Like, yeah, for, like, the week and okay. Stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, did you say what your five were?
Kinda, I said... Yeah. Well, there was one, though, that actually we know someone who has this. I remember we were in Disney years ago, and Olivia, she said she's super freaked out, a friend of ours, super freaked out if, even a strand of somebody else's hair... touches her.
Really?
Yes. Like, she doesn't like... I wonder... I gotta ask her if she's still... Because this... She was like... Oh, my goodness. I think she was, like, 13. Like, she was young. And she said... We were in the water park. And she was like... I don't know if it was another person's hit, like, in front of us. And she was like... Oh, she's like... And she, like, freaked out. She's like, I hate hair on me. She's like, I hate strands of hair on me. I hate it so much.
I wish I knew this all this time.
Don't mess with her.
I'm glad I know it now.
I don't know if she, but I just remember for some, and that was it. We never spoke about it again, okay. But I always remember that. And you know what? Like, it's funny. Anytime, like, I have a piece of hair on me and I keep trying to grab it, and then I'm like, oh my God, is it a bug or a spider? I think of her and I'm like, I wonder if that still freaks her out. Right. I gotta ask her.
We gotta ask her.
Yeah, we just saw her.
If it wasn't so late at night, we would call her.
I'll text her. She's probably up.
Do you want to text her?
I can.
Okay.
She's gonna be like, how do you know that? Well, what if she doesn't answer? I'll text her tomorrow.
Okay, text it. We'll do a follow-up on
it. Okay, yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, so there's actually, it's called something like a fear of hair. Fear of hair being on you, touching you.
Why is that one of yours?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm sorry. I just wanted to mention that.
Okay.
Mine are obviously metal. And then I'd say snakes and spiders and the dark.
Yeah.
I'd say the dark. I definitely.
See, I have a fear of the dark. I don't have a phobia of the dark.
It's weird. I feel like I used to have a phobia of the dark where it would really freak me out. Now I'm kind of like, all right, well, I have to run through the house quick. But I literally, like, if I'm in the bedroom and I have to go into the kitchen quick, I run. Or I have my flashlight on my phone.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I mean, obviously you don't want to fall either.
Right.
But it's more of like the dark freaks me out. And I'm always like, what if there's someone standing there about to kill me?
Yeah.
Like, that's what I
think. I mean, my fear would turn into a phobia.
Yeah.
If I was in some, like, abandoned building that I don't know where I am.
Well, yes. It's situational, yeah. I guess.
Yes.
But when we go into haunted houses, the only time I'm really actually scared is when we're in a room that's just pitch dark. And
yeah,
I cannot
even see
my hand in front of my face. So I don't think it's a phobia because I face that fear all the time when we go to haunted houses.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like it's more of like a... Like, even home, if it's just, like, really quiet and really dark... It freaks me out.
Yeah. See, like, if it was a phobia, you wouldn't even be able to, like, go through the haunted house. Like, you wouldn't be able to do it.
So it's a fear. So, I think the only actual phobia that I have is the metal. Mm. That actually has, like, changed the way I live. And I've had it for so long.
Yeah.
And, like, I could use the metal utensil, but I literally will think about every single movement I make. And every bite I take, I'll have to... Like, I won't be able to focus on anything else.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to be like, all right, my teeth can't touch this. My teeth can't, my tongue. Yeah. Like, it's very weird. So,
Yeah.
I remember I had a friend growing up. She would literally bite the fork and scrape her teeth on it as she took the fork out of her mouth.
I hear some people do it all the time.
Why?
I don't know.
Why do that, though? Like, I don't understand. Like, even if you don't have a fear or a phobia of metal, doesn't that annoy your teeth? Like,
you gotta ask them. Gotta
and the people them. Who scrape the plate all the time. You're a jerk.
Yeah.
Do you remember, was it Thanksgiving? I forgot it was one of the holidays and someone kept doing it. And I know
exactly who it was.
Yes. I literally looked over at them.
I know exactly who it was.
And I was like, where were we though? Why can't I picture where we were? But I looked over and I was just like, really? Oh no. We were at the restaurant.
Yeah. I feel like this person does it all the time.
I don't know. We don't eat enough with them.
No, but they have to. If they did it then,
I would lose my mind.
Yeah.
I would lose my mind.
Yeah. I know what I'm going to do to you this week and next month and the rest of my life.
Do you want to die?
That's all I'm saying. I just know what I'm going to do to you.
I will go outside.
So.
Take the dirtiest piece of something that I could find and I will throw it at you.
Literally go outside and I'm going to lock you out. So go for it.
I'll take your shoe and make you lick it.
Yeah. Okay. So what's next on your list?
That's really it. That's it. I don't know. Okay. I can't think of like a fifth. Mm. Yeah. I don't know.
All right.
I'm not like that afraid of things.
Okay. No, fair enough. You don't have to have five fears, but yeah.
Okay. I have a lot of fears. A lot.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. Phobias. You don't have to have five phobias.
Phobias, I really think I have just the one.
Yeah.
But then other things are, I think snakes and spiders, like, it's like.
Well, they are different phobias, so you can have both.
Yeah.
You know.
But no, but I'm saying like both of them are like, they're fear, but they're also like extreme. Mm. So they're kind of right on the borderline, I feel like.
Okay. Gotcha.
But crazy though, we were at the aquarium not long ago and they were feeding a snake, a rabbit.
Yeah.
And we watched it choke. It was dead already, the rabbit. Mm. But we watched it like choke out the rabbit. It looked like it tried to break its neck again and then ate it. And I literally stood there and I was screaming the whole time. And our kids were like, what's going on? Like, I feel bad because I feel like I kind of scared them.
Yeah.
But it was freaking me out, but I couldn't look away because it was kind of like amazing at the same time.
Yeah.
And then I was like, all right, get me out of here because now it's going to do it to me.
There's thanatophobia and the fear of death. I mean, I feel like everybody.
Yeah. I actually had that really bad as a kid though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like freaked out. I wouldn't want to like, I remember for a while, I remember I wouldn't want my parents to drive over a bridge because I thought the bridge was going to fall and I was going to die. Mm-hmm. It was like bad. And I thought, I think as a kid, when you finally figure out what death is, it freaks you out for a little bit.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, even now.
Yeah.
It does. Yeah.
Oh, it's scary.
I just don't think about it enough.
Right. No, yeah. I definitely.
I don't allow myself to.
Yeah.
So, and then there's atychiaphobia, A-T-Y-chickiphobia.
Okay.
And the fear of failure.
Oh.
Which I feel like a lot of people have that.
Yeah.
I definitely, you know, yeah. That definitely has a part in my life, but I don't know if it's enough to be a phobia.
Yeah, no one wants to fail.
Yeah,
but,
So,
I feel like having a phobia of failing, it would probably make it so much harder not to.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. That's tough.
But, yeah, I think most, like, successful athletes don't have that phobia.
Yes.
Because you have to fail much in sports.
Yeah, yeah. Like you fail more than you succeed for the most part.
Definitely.
A good batting average is
300.
Right.
Yeah, so it's
3 out of 10.
Yeah, you're failing 7 out of 10 times.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
And even like a basketball player, like they miss a lot. Yeah. You know, like they make a lot, but they also miss a lot.
You miss more shots.
Depends
on the player, but for the most part.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But, all right, yeah. That's really it.
Yeah. Phobias. What are yours? What are we missing?
Let us know.
There was some weird stuff. Like, there was one that was, like, fear of lint. Like, it's everything. There's, like, fear of, like...
Oh, yeah.
Or not fear. Phobia. Whatever. Of, like, everything.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And do you share any of ours?
Yeah. Do you have a metal weird thing with your mouth?
Yeah.
Because it's funny. There's a lot of Reddit posts that say, like, am I alone? Mm. And then other people commenting, like, no, me too. And I was like, oh my God, I have a community that I can be a part of.
Yeah. Yeah. But just some people take it more extreme than others.
Right,
and that's the phobia.
Yes.
Taking it to the extreme.
Yeah.
So, all right. That's it.
That is it.
So this continues to transition into our Halloween haunted house episodes.
Yes.
And Six Flags Great Adventure has a haunted house called Fears.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess if I actually had a phobia of spiders, I wouldn't be able to do that one.
Right, and they have like a room of spiders and
snakes
and snakes and like pitch black area, and there was one with dolls, right?
People are afraid of dolls. It was like realistic looking dolls. A fear of that.
Uh huh. So it's a cool house, though. It's it's fun.
Yeah,
to
it
do.
Is.
It's yeah.
It's cool. It's like different. Now, well,
yeah.
It's different.
Yeah, it's
like,
interesting to see all the.
Different fears.
Fears,
and it's
that people have.
In each room, it has the name of the fear.
Like on the wall. It's
like arachnophobia for spiders, yeah.
So, yeah. All right. Well, that's that.
That is that.
So hit us up. Let us know your fears and phobias. But I guess more phobias because a lot of people have a lot of fears. But you have less phobias.
Yeah. And phobias are like just, you just...
To the extreme.
Can't live...
Yeah. It
differently.
Yeah, it literally like alters the way you live life.
Right.
So, like my germs.
Yes, and my metal. We're just... We're two peas in a pod over here. Real weirdos.
That's it. Yeah. Well, thank you all for listening. We hope you enjoyed it.
Yes, now that I'm sweating and my teeth hurt.
We'll be back next week with a brand new episode, and it just might be a haunted house review.
Maybe.
We are trying to get there this weekend.
We are trying, but it's
pending on the rain.
Yes. Just to say inclement weather.
Yeah.
There might be some serious rain over here.
Coming our way. There's a storm headed our way. We just don't know if it's going to hit us or kind of turn for a different path.
Yeah.
So if these haunts are open this weekend, we're going to go.
Yes.
If not, we're maybe find an indoor one that we can get to.
Yeah, that's very true.
We'll have to kind of see where it goes.
Right. We'll see what our options are.
Yeah, see where it takes us. Yes. So it just, we had plans to go to some outdoor ones this weekend.
Yeah.
So we might have to alter plans if needed.
Yeah.
So, all right, that's it. We're out of here. Anything else?
That's it.
All right. So hit us up. Let us know. Love to hear from you guys. And once again, I am Greg, a.k.a. Crazy Greg, a.k.a. Pooh Bear. And you are?
I am Alex.
All right, Alex. Thanks for listening. Till next week, be good, be crazy, and we'll see you real soon.
Bye.
Hey, Alex.
Yeah?
Tell these fine-looking people where they can find us.
Well, they could find us on Instagram at AnythingGoesPodNY, on Twitter at AnythingGoesNY, and shoot us an email at agpodny@gmail.com.
That's right. And y'all can listen to all of our episodes on any streaming platform where podcasts can be found. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review. Because anything goes with Greg and Alex.
Phone home, phone home, phone home!
Thanks for listening to the Anything Goes podcast with Greg and Alex. See you real soon, suckers.